This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanov. Yaakov sent angels before him. El Esav Achiv to Esav, his brother, Arza Seir. Arza, what does the word Arza mean? Arza means La'aretz, Le'aretz, to the land. Rashi even points out, Le'aretz Seir, Kol Teva Shetzricha Lamed B'tchilasa, Hito La'akasav Heba Saifa. Any word that needs a Lamed in the beginning, it could be replaced by putting a hay at the end. Meaning, the word Arza is the same as Le'aretz. Any word, Rashi says, that would need a lamed in the beginning, you could say the same word by putting in a hay at the end. So therefore it says, Arza Seir. Rav Hutner, in the Sefer Igroi Suksavim, in the 37th letter, brings a very interesting question. Because here, in Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Dalet, it says Arza, but it says Seir. Later on, in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yudalet, there, Yaakov tells Esav, Yavar na adoini lefnei avdoi, you'll pass before me, v'ani esnaha lo le'iti, l'rega amlachash v'an l'rega le'am, ad asher ovoi el adoini se'ira, until I come to my master se'ira. What does se'ira mean? To seir. It's interesting. In the beginning of the parasha, it doesn't say se'ira. It could have said, v'yishal yag malachim v'an l'esav achiv, se'ira. No, it says artsa seir. And later on in the parasha, it says se'ira. So there are really two questions. Number one, why in the beginning of the parasha it's Seir, Arza Seir, and the end, and towards the middle of the parasha it's Seira. And secondly, why does Rashi make this comment that any word that needs a lamin in the beginning, you could put a hey at the end? This is a phraseology, and this is a concept that could be taught anywhere. It could have been taught before, it could be taught later. Why does Rashi teach this Limud, particularly at this juncture? So Rav Hutner quotes the Maral. The Maral says that even though any word that says Alamed in the beginning, you could replace it by putting hay in the end, you're not going to do it in every instance. For example, let's say I want to say, I'm giving this to Shimon. Nosan l'Shimon. You're not going to say Nosan Shimona. Or let's say I want to say, I came to Shimon. You're not going to say Ba Shemayna. Well, let's say you want to say, I spoke to Shemayna. You're not going to say, Diber Shemayna. You say, Diber Lishemayna. Ba Lishemayna. Nasan Lishemayna. What's the difference? The Maral says that the hey at the end implies that not only are you going towards something in an external fashion, in an outward fashion, in a superficial fashion, but what you're doing is actually entering the essence of the other person. So, when I speak to Shimon, I'm speaking to Shimon. Is he listening? Are my words effective? Does he really understand what I'm saying? I'm speaking deeper to Shimon. When I come to Shimon's house, am I entering inside of him? Is he opening up his mouth and I'm walking inside? No. When I give something to Shimon, I give him a watch. Am I taking the watch and then surgically implanting it inside? No, I'm giving it to him. So therefore, in all these cases, it's appropriate to say l'Shimon. And therefore, this encounter of Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov does not want to have any inherent and deep connection to Esav. He's coming, Seir, just Seir. If anything, in terms of the land, any connection Yaakov is going to be having here is not to Esav, maybe to his land, Arza, into the land, but not Seir. He doesn't want to have any connection with Esav. It would not be appropriate here to say Seira, but toward the end of the parasha, Yaakov Avinu says, you go on your way, and I'll catch up with you at my pace. Ad asher avoy adoini seira, until I come to Seir. Now Rashi points out, Yaakov Avinu is not talking about now. He's talking about in the distant future, in the times of Mashiach, where the pasuk says, "Va'olu Mashiach behar Tzion and lishpoit es har Esav v'hoysel Hashem hamlucha." Yes, and in the end of days, boy, are we going to come into the very essence of Esav to absolutely eradicate and destroy Esav. So there, at the end of the parasha, it is appropriate to say, Seira, that we're going to enter the panemius of Esav, as opposed to in the beginning of the parasha, where this was an encounter Yaakov Avinu wanted to be as superficial as possible. Therefore it says, Arza Seir. Whatever entrance there was to the Eretz and not to Seir. I would just ask as a ha'ara, it still could have said then, Le'eretz Seir, meaning Even though we understand why it didn't say Seira and instead put the hey on the word Eretz, but it could have said the Lamed on the word Eretz, and then it would have said Le Eretz Seir. Perhaps one would have thought that would be more appropriate. But this does explain why in the beginning of the Parsha it says Artsa Seir, and the end, and toward the middle of the Parsha it says Seira. Okay, this is an astounding insight of Rav Yitzchak Kuttner in the Igrois Uksamra of the Pachad Yitzchak, letter Lamed Zayin. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.